This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, good morning.
Guten Morgen.
We're like Phil and Frank.
What up, buddy?
Phil and Frank, Covino and Rich. Normally on from 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, Monday through Friday. And we have a bonus podcast if you guys want to see what you hear called Overpromise, because Blubber Lips Davis usually overpromises things we never get to. But we get an extra hour in for the DP show. So anyway, good morning. Hope you had a great Tuesday night. Hope you enjoyed your tacos. Hope you enjoyed whatever it is you're watching. Hope you enjoyed your NBA, because that's the focus now. Got to switch your focus back to the NBA and baseball, of course. My Yankees are on fire, so that gives me something to be excited about.
You know, it does prove my point, though. I always say, if you want to marry someone, as Macho Man Randy Savage once asked Miss Elizabeth, will you marry me? As Rocky Balboa said, yo, I don't know if you'd mind marrying me too much. If you get married, I think you have to date someone a full calendar year. I really do think a woman needs to see how you act through the seasons of sports. Like, if some woman didn't know Steve Covino, my co-host, if a girl didn't know that you watch the Yankees every single day.
I mean, I'm not sitting there glued to it, but it's on. Why wouldn't you? I'm never the guy that's sitting there and the TV's not on.
But I'm saying, like, I've been out to restaurants with you in the summer. The dog days of summer, as they say. And you got your phone and the Yankees on while we're trying to have like a conversation.
No, it's true. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, just your annual checkup.
It's taking your blood pressure and you're like, yeah!
No,
I'll go,
you know,
Stan just got a double.
Dude, she's like, 150, that's really high. You need to stop moving. And she told me to put my phone down because I was holding it, watching the game.
You were watching the game while you were getting a
true
physical?
Story. It's so funny because it's so true. True story, it happened yesterday. So I was like, wait, hold on, 150, that's bad, right? She's like, yeah, but you have to stop moving. You need to put the phone down. And I was like, oh. So anyway, I was watching the game. I'm fine, by the way. They redid it. It was 112 or something like that.
And by the way, your phone only weighs a couple ounces, so don't think that's why your weight was higher.
No. Yeah. They didn't factor that in on the scale. But, yeah, no, I always have the game on. It's just that comfort food. We say that all the time. I don't need to be glued to it. I enjoy it, man. I like it. I love baseball. Baseball's back.
Baseball.
Feels nice. There's some controversy there. We're not going to really dive into it, but there's a lot of controversy on, hey, are you blaming the pitch clock on all these injuries with the pitchers? And veterans like Verlander, a lot of talking heads are saying that, yeah, that could be it. There's a lot of factors, but it's just the style in which these kids are throwing nowadays. Everyone's going for that high heat. You know, you got pitchers aiming for 105 miles per hour now.
Got after down high heat.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Russo style.
And a lot of some of these guys aren't that big, right? So you got these little dudes throwing all arm, 104 miles per hour nowadays.
Yeah.
They're going to blow out their arm.
You know,
so a lot of injuries in baseball. And I hate that they're bringing up the pitch clock because I'm like, stop with that because it worked.
You know,
it's working. Get out.
When you talk about problematic trends in sports, we don't need to dive into this because I do want to talk about the NBA. Yeah. I want to talk about the Masters a little this weekend.
Oh,
and not so much about golf, about the food.
Later in the show, midweek major, your biggest headlines in the world of sports and pop culture. Danny G is going to break them down, and we decide, are they mid-week or major headlines? We do it every Wednesday.
But when it comes to trends in sports, that you notice that it's gone a bit overboard in the NBA and college hoops. We talked about it the other day. If you see the, quote, spray chart of an NBA game from 04 compared to 2024, there's not one mid-range shot at all. It's three-pointers or in the box.
I mean, thanks, Steph, for that.
You could say...
changed the game.
You could say that was a change that went a bit overboard in the world of sports. In baseball, I've heard not just Verlander, I've heard announcers, like you said, talking heads, MLB, FS1, ESPN, everyone's talking about it. But baseball pitchers, to get a look, the same way we accept guys hitting 200 because, man, extra base hits, they rip some doubles and home runs, we'll overlook the fact that they bat 208. When it comes to pitching, the idea that you'll take a prospect that throws 100 over a guy that's got great stuff, but he throws 92.
Yeah, they're basing it on the potential that this guy throws cheese.
And
this guy throws
it's not
heat.
Good. It's like, I mean, I get it. I'm not a scout. I don't know as much as the people that analytically do this for a living.
And then that young kid blows his arm out.
But, yeah, there's a reason. Because the precision and, the skill of... having multiple pitches and mixing it up speeds and locations and throwing 90. If you threw 92 any other time in baseball history, you got major league stuff. Now, if you're a high school or college kid or trying to get drafted, he throws 92. I don't know. I don't know, Johnson.
Exactly. So that's one of the things going on. You brought
up
baseball. I'm telling you, I'm loving it.
It's problematic.
You just got to keep your fingers crossed with these high profile pitchers. So anyway. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been a fun week so far. And we close out our 3-day spectacular today with your feedback and your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. Let the wild rumpus begin.
Yeah. Now, you know how on the West Coast, you know it's early? Because I'm preparing with you guys, looking at stuff for the show. My phone goes from night mode to regular day mode again. I was looking at the NBA standings and went from my black screen to white. So, when you look at the NBA standings, do you find it to be something the NBA probably hates when you look at the bottom of the West and you realize that, man, that's where the excitement is. And a couple of these teams are going to be out come the play-in. And, the emphasis on the postseason always trumps the regular season in the NBA. But when you see the fact that the Suns, Lakers, and Golden State currently are three of the four teams that are in the play-in and at the top of the West.
You left out the Kings just to upset Nick Cope.
Oh, I know. He's upset, yeah. He's a big Kings guy.
They're eighth in the West.
But you know what? Even last year, light the beam. People were in on the Kings, right? So the fact that you got the Suns, Kings, Lakers, and Golden State in the play-in series as of now, I think I like Minnesota and OKC and Denver, who will likely repeat, let's be honest, or have a good chance at it. Is the top of the West boring compared to the bottom of the West as far as marquee names?
I don't think there's any question what the networks want and what the casual fans want to see. Is it good for basketball to have the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and OKC, the Clippers, all of them up top? I mean... it's good for these smaller market teams. I don't think anyone else is excited about that, though.
Well, so. I'll push back just a little bit. The Timberwolves have been a lot of fun to watch this season, especially Anthony Edwards.
Dude. Anthony Edwards, yes. I agree. I'm just saying
tied
that.
For first with the Nuggets. It's good ratings-wise, Rich. You're right.
What a big game tonight between the two of them at the top, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But you know, let's take it back to the hot topic over the last week, just for 10 seconds. What was the narrative with, man, women's sports, collegiate, will it translate to the WNBA? It's all based on the names. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. I mean, take away those names.
We're appeasing boneheads, though. That's the truth.
No, I mean,
you
want
to see good basketball or you want to see marquee names? And that's really the problem with everything. You know, how many people get excited about Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, just because it's two names you're excited about? Meanwhile, there's great fights every weekend. I keep saying, well, what about Munguia Canelo on May 4th? What about Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia? They're fighting, you know, on 420.
You're on drugs. You're on Mike Tyson's edible ears if you think that more people care about Canelo Munguia.
More people are going to care about the heavyweights or the big names or the sexy headline, which is Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul. And that's you or that's us expecting or caring more about these bigger market teams when clearly these other teams are playing better basketball. But I'm with you. Yeah, there's nothing sexy about it.
Well, Danny, let me ask you.
Even though, hold on. Actually, Danny G brings up a good point. If you think there's nothing sexy about the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, how about you tune in tonight and see for yourself, yo, maybe I should be more excited about it.
Man, you really think Anthony Edwards is sexy, huh?
Yeah, but they're tied for first, right?
Timberwolves actually own the tiebreaker because they've beaten the Nuggets this season.
Timberwolves have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They got no Karl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards leaning on him.
And imagine them when Kat comes back.
So maybe now is the time you do get invested so you don't feel like the schlub that needs the Warriors and Lakers in there. And you can see the future matchup here.
I get it. Listen, the
today's
question,
a perfect opportunity to shift that narrative a little bit.
The question really is. And again, you could tie it to the women's NCAA final that got better ratings than the men. You could tie it to last year's World Series where, you know, baseball didn't love Diamondbacks versus Rangers.
Oh, absolutely not.
So do you, as a sports fan, do you dumb it down and say, give me the big names? Or do you really want to see the teams that are the best? Because if you want to see
that, you know who loved that World Series? Rangers fans and Creed. Scott Stapp benefited the most.
Big comeback for Creed because of that.
Big comeback. But you're right. That's a great example. It was a good World Series. You know, props to the Rangers. Rangers, Diamondbacks. MLB did not want that.
You don't think they wanted Bryce Harper?
I don't know if the MLB doesn't want the ratings.
You don't think they wanted the Dodgers?
Don't want
you don't
that.
Think
yeah.
they wanted the Braves, Acuna? You don't think they wanted
yeah,
those
but you
names?
Know what? There's, on the flip side, there's a lot of people sick of that. You know, there's always going to be someone that's going to be like, yeah, you know, I'm sick of seeing the Dodgers or I'm sick of seeing the Lakers. Who cares about the Lakers?
You know what the Yankees and the Braves did?
Sick of the Warriors in there all the time.
In the 90s, they gave ratings to Major League Baseball. What?
And by the way, Rich, hold on. Before you really dive into your point here, hey, man, rewind it 10 years ago. We were thinking the same thing about the Warriors when they started lighting it up. Who were the Warriors? You first got to say that Danny Tanner was the only fan that you knew.
Wake up, San Francisco.
And then, you know, you flip the script, and now they're a marquee team. But before they started winning, no one cared about them.
True. Big market, though. San Francisco, Bay Area. But you are correct. But as a casual or diehard fan, wherever you lie on the spectrum of fandom in the NBA, you know you're going to watch the NBA playoffs. Do you dumb it down and say, I want LeBron, I want Steph, I want KD, or do you say, well, no, if those are the bottom-feeding West teams that can't get it together, I want to watch.
I do for
the
absolutely
Nuggets
selfish
and the-
reasons. You know, Danny G's a big Lakers guy. It just makes our conversations on the air more fun. It just does. And, you know, it's good for basketball to have LeBron and the Lakers up there doing
well, this
it big.
This would be a good time to ask you guys then, would you miss work if you had nausea and a headache?
Anthony Davis style.
So bummed last night. The Lakers really needed him against the Warriors. I mean, when Draymond Green is hitting his first 5 3-pointers in a row, the Lakers were definitely lacking defense, especially on the perimeter last night.
There are times you see that Warriors team.
Call me old school. Rich always brings it up. I'm sorry to interrupt
yeah,
you,
no,
man. It's your point, buddy. You're the one that says often here, because we roll our eyes at other people that are quick to call out. It's like, the level of tolerance that people have when it comes to sickness and pain is just so drastically different.
You don't know, and you never know, right? Because you don't know what other people feel.
Because you
know
that feel sounds, like you'll push through and other people cry about it.
That feels like a really deep statement. I'm not high, everyone.
You don't know what other people feel.
You could be residually high from last night.
I know how
this guy goes to bed every night on edibles.
Let me ask you this. When you see someone, they're like, yeah, I'm calling in sick today. I'm not saying be the guy that brings your flu or vid to work, but I'm saying, aren't there times where people call out and you're like, are they really that sick? And then there are times where you still get the job done when you're feeling sick, or like you never know the threshold of pain. If someone's like, yeah, my calf's a little sore, what they might say is enough for them to sit out. You might be like, no, I'm good to go. I'm a little banged up, but I'm good to go.
Yeah, or you'll just push through. Unfortunately for Danny's Lakers,
a little nausea, a little bellyache, a little bad.
My belly hurts.
A little bad taco on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean,
and you do got to give AD some props because he has played in most of the games this season.
Oh, no doubt.
And I think over the last couple of years, he's proved the critics wrong about his toughness and durability, because obviously the whole street clothes thing and all that, he was getting such a bad rap, and he's risen above that, but the Lakers really did need him last night.
Well, they did, because you put yourself in a position where now you're the 9 seed currently. The Lakers were probably hoping, can we sneak in that 6 seed just to avoid this whole play-in thing, get a little rest, get prepared? But now that's not going to happen. Because as we stand, the Pelicans have 32 losses, the Lakers have 35, which means it's not going to happen. And there's teams in between them. But let us ask you, the Fox Sports Radio Nation, the Dan Patrick fans that we're talking to. Do you want to always see the marquee names, or do you like that fun, maybe smaller market team that's hot, that finally built a team, all their rookies, all their young players are finally gelling like Magellan? Or do you say, No. Let's be honest. We want Steph. We want LeBron.
Yeah, but isn't that what you always say you love about the NFL, is the parody of the NFL? Like when you're seeing it getting mixed up here in the NBA.
NFL's different. NFL's different, I'll tell you why. Because the NFL.
Bring it up. Why do you think it's different?
The NFL's different because you could watch the two most bunk teams in the NFL and still watch. I don't think you can say the same about any other sport. I've always say the example
of. You can't say that about baseball. That's a guarantee. Yeah. NBA feels a little more borderline than baseball.
I don't know. All right. If I told you, give me two teams you couldn't care less about in football. But maybe if I told you Cleveland against the Titans.
You're still tuning in.
You're watching the Browns
Titans.
You're
still paying attention.
Yeah. But if I told you it was Nets Kings on a Tuesday night, are you watching? No.
I don't know if it's so much about those teams, though. It's about the schedule, and every game counts a little more.
If I told you White Sox Mariners on a you know, Sunday night.
Again.
You're not watching.
Because there's so many games that it matters less. The schedule's different. By default, the NFL games are just going to matter that much more. So based on that, guys, are you getting hyped, or is it a buzzkill to see the bigger teams lower in the Western Conference?
Let's play it out for 1 second, and we're going to get to a lot of stuff today. A lot of fun here. Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. As of right now, if the playoffs started today, you got the Suns and the Kings, 7-8. Let's play it out. Who wins? Let's just say
the Kings, bro.
The Kings side.
The Suns are distracted. All right. Devin Booker's worrying about his hair.
Kings win.
Devin Booker worried about his hair implants.
Light the beam.
He's saying that's not true, though.
That's not him.
He's saying it's not him. That's a side story.
So let's say Kings are in.
Does
now,
look like him, though.
Now you would have the Suns, the Lakers, and Golden State vying for one spot. That means KD, LeBron, and Steph, two of those three are not even in the postseason. The NBA hates that, probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't. Maybe they say, you know what, let's start promoting that next generation of young stars. I saw somewhere on social media. It was like KD without Steph. So I actually looked it up myself. I'm like, oh man, what is there? What is his postseason record? Danny, it wouldn't shock you if I told you KD without the Warriors in the postseason isn't the star you would think. With the Warriors in the postseason, Kevin Durant is 38-10 with multiple championships. Not on the Warriors, Kevin Durant is 63-55, slightly above 500, and since leaving Golden State, hasn't made it past the second round of the playoffs. So maybe KD's not the star that we think he is anymore. You would think he is, but on paper.
I mean, he definitely needs help.
But he doesn't have it?
Masterful scorer. No, he does. I'm just saying
he's looked at his age, too.
I mean, he had it with the Warriors.
We remember him his rookie season with a Sonics jersey on.
Right? It's a long time ago. So, hey, your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox as we get closer and closer, as we inch closer to the NBA playoffs. What do you think? Forget what the NBA wants. Forget about ratings. What do you want? Do you want the marquee guys?
It's just a matter of, are you a casual fan? Who do you root for? Things like that. As a casual NBA fan, yeah, I want to see the Lakers. I want to see the Warriors. I want to see the teams and names that I'm more familiar with because that's exciting to me. But again, that's a bonehead mentality. I'm the first guy to admit that.
I mean, you could say bonehead, or you could say it just brings the excitement. Like you said, if it was the baseball playoffs right now, fast forward to October, you probably want to see.
The Tigers would be in.
Yes, you said Tigers would be in. You know, Pirates would be in. But you know what you want to see? You want to see Dodgers, Braves. What if it was Pirates, like Diamondbacks?
But you could get the greatest matchup out of it. And that's really what matters the most. You know, you left. We were in Vegas this past weekend, 2 weekends ago, for that Rolly Romero Pitbull Cruz fight.
Yeah.
And Fedora versus Tim Tszyu. You left because they weren't sexy names.
I did.
We broadcasted and Rich left before the fight started because he's like, I don't care about these names. You know what you missed? Some of the greatest matchups and greatest fights I've seen all year because you fell into that trap. And that's what I'm saying. Like, just because these aren't sexy teams and sexy names doesn't mean we're not going to get some really great basketball and matchups as a result.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yo, Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning.
Wednesday, April 10th.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. And this hour, this power hour, brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Again, I'm Steve, el hombre más guapo, Covino.
Nope.
So everybody calls me
your
that.
Mom calls you that.
And that is Rich Davis. Joel's on the ones and twos. Danny G, super producing at 877-99 on Fox.
I mean, we had a lot of fun first hour, but I feel like there's one major takeaway. Has nothing to do with the NBA. Has nothing to do with wrestling or
oh, I know.
The Masters.
What, that Giancarlo Stanton looks good in a Speedo, in a singlet?
There's two takeaways from hour one. Covino pictures Stanton in a singlet as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And Ozzie Guillen might have the quote of the year.
You can't pull fat. I could be here, and you can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat. You could pull muscle. You can't pull fat.
The explanation as to why there's more injuries in sports, Ozzie Guillen.
You know what? When my girlfriend asks me why I'm not going to the gym and I'm getting lazy, I'm just going to quote Ozzie Guillen. Well, you know what?
Why are you getting lazy?
Clearly you haven't heard. Everybody's talking about it because you can't pull fat. That's why.
And there's something to be said about it a little bit. Like we were saying, think about those times where I don't know, maybe you're sick, you're vacationing, you're just, you're off, and you don't go to the gym for a week or so. You might feel mentally off, like, man, I got to get back to the gym. But you probably feel a little looser physically.
Looser, limber. Yeah, I got back-to-back flus, I feel like, in the past month, so I haven't hit the gym. I haven't felt this loose and limber in a long time, so Ozzie Guillen... He's onto something.
Listen, I'm with you, so don't take it as offense, but you probably feel soft. And you're like, oh, where's my muscle tone?
Nah.
But you probably feel good, though.
Nah, I just flex. I just flex in the mirror. That's my new workout. Calisthenics. I'm like Bruce Lee now. I'm just flexing.
Can't pull fat.
Enough of the weights. So anyway, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. And we're going to go to your phone calls and feedback. If we don't get to your phone calls, hit us up at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. We're the most inclusive show on radio. We love including you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us.
If you're a fat guy and you're in the dating scene, put that on your Tinder or Bumble profile. Big guy. Dot, dot, dot. Can't pull fat.
Can't pull fat.
Can't pull fat.
877-99 on Fox. Again, the story yesterday was the Suns were just embarrassed. There's a few embarrassing stories. Devin Booker's in the news. Maybe we'll get to this later.
That's not him with the hair, is it?
There's a viral video, some burner account called Mark Jackson's Burner posted, "Tell me this isn't Devin Booker." And it was some bald dude getting a toupee put on. You know how they like glued down the toupee and and they become viral videos? It's definitely my algorithm.
Yeah, they shave the bald spot.
Yeah, they shave the bald.
Then they put that special glue down.
And it looks so good, right? You know, they're doing this, and the rumor was, yo, that's Devin Booker. And it got so viral that he actually addressed it. And he goes, y'all got me messed up on this, LOL. It's not me.
The fact that he addressed it is amazing. It's like, yo, that stupid video got into Devin Booker's algorithm, and people are hitting him up.
You know what? That in itself shouldn't be the stigma we make it out to be. Like, you shouldn't be that embarrassed to want to look good. Like, Seinfeld. Have you seen Seinfeld got his hairline back? This is the biggest hairline comeback since LeBron James. Seinfeld in the finale for Curb.
His hair looked pretty good.
He got like 4 inches back on his hairline. He looks great.
Rewind a couple years, Seinfeld was sort of starting to shave his head a bit because he had
What's the deal with hairlines?
I mean, he was sort of losing, you know, he was losing the hair.
I don't think we should be embarrassed to try to look our best and maybe maintain. I don't think these little tweaks here and there are only meant for guys like Jerry Seinfeld.
But Seinfeld,
Devin Booker. But Devin Booker says it's not him anyway.
Seinfeld took 10 years off his life.
So he was a little embarrassed by that. And then the Suns are down to the Clippers 35-4.
Man.
In a big game, 35-4, people were like booing, like, what? And they had no Harden, no Kawhi. So based on that, we're just saying the most embarrassed you were by your team, or maybe the most embarrassing story you have.
Again, it wasn't a must win, but like sort of.
Yeah, but all now these games matter.
You want to be a top six team because you want to avoid the whole annoyance of the play in. You rather rest, rather get ready for the actual postseason. But right now, the Suns sit in the 7th seed, and they're gonna have to play the Kings if things stay as they are. So Danny G this morning, while we were having our little coffee pre-show meeting, he said, "What was the most embarrassed you've been?"
You weren't embarrassed, Rich, last year when the Mets had Edwin Diaz bobblehead day, and he was out for the season.
When they had a Timmy Trumpets bobblehead, and it's like, yeah, you mean the guy that got hurt in the World Baseball Classic?
That's embarrassing.
That was,
like, because there's so much hoopla around it.
I thought you were gonna say, wasn't I embarrassed as a Mets fan, and you had a list of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's several.
The number one for me is it's not last year when they had Verlander and Scherzer, and
they were
coming off a 100-win season, and they stunk it up. It wasn't that. It wasn't playoff misses. The Mets, to me, there was one year. I'm going to take you back. Now, again, if you're not a Mets fan, you may forget this, but you're asking me what the most embarrassed I've been by my team is.
Take it back. Do, 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 take it back.
It's been a long time now. The year was 2007, which, damn, is what, 17 years ago? Holy crap. I was in my 20s?
I wasn't even a dad yet.
2007. The Mets are coming off a playoff year. Remember the year where they should have won it all with David Wright and Reyes and Delgado and Cliff Floyd? It was the year after the Endy Chavez catch that should have took them to the World Series. So it was the next year. They had 90-something wins. They were like in the mix. That was one of the years the Mets collapsed. On the last day of the season, if they win, they get the wild card. If they lose, they're out. I couldn't find a friend to go to a game with me. For some reason, that day, all my Mets fan friends were like, yo, dude, I'm busy. You know, it was a Sunday afternoon. Can't go. I was a single guy. No wife or kids back then. I bought one solo ticket. I've never done that before. I went to the old Shea Stadium, field level, inside those orange cage seats. Remember the orange cage type seats at the old Shea Stadium?
I do, yeah.
I sat there by myself.
The most glum throwback to the 60s stadium ever.
The old Shea Stadium, Danny G. I'm field level because it's the
Did
last.
Did the sun ever shine on that stadium?
It's the last day of the year. Yeah, one time in 1986.
No, there was like a constant glummy, gloomy haze over that.
So I'm at this Mets game by myself. One ticket, field level. I'm like, Mets win, they're in, let's go. Tom Glavine's on the hill for the Mets. against the lowly Marlins. We're talking like last place Marlins. Mets need to beat the last place Marlins in. First inning, Glavine gets lit up. It's 7-0 in the first inning.
Man, that's pathetic.
I remember being like, is this real life? Like,
honestly, I'm glad you painted that picture because
But
I kind of forgot that.
What's even more embarrassing, like I said, I went by myself because I'm like, I got to be there.
A must win and you lose to the last place team like that? With Glavine on the mound?
Game 162. Whew. In and you win and you win and you're
Mets
in.
That's a Mets tradition right there. Yeah, that's miserables. Mr. Met covering his face.
Danny G, in all your Lakers, Dodgers, Raiders history as a fan, is there one time where you wanted to bury your head in the sand because you were embarrassed by something your team did?
One time. I mean, I could easily just point to last postseason for the Dodgers.
Oh.
One and done. You know, there was a lot of people pointing to the fact that they rested for too many days or on the shelf, but no excuses when Betts and Freeman were whiffing at the plate and it was just all bad. But I think back to being a kid, the last year the Raiders were at the LA Memorial Coliseum, all they needed to do was beat the Chiefs in their last home game and they were in. Wild card, baby. Me and my friend Tim got all our Raider gear on. We got to the Coliseum early. We're there cheering on the Raiders and they laid the biggest egg you could imagine. I remember us just almost in tears walking out of the LA Coliseum.
Danny, I can only imagine for you being that you were a little boy when we're talking Jim Plunkett, Marcus Allen days. You're a little kid.
Yeah.
As an adult, I think we were all convinced because they were a heavy favorite in the Super Bowl. When the Raiders lost to the Bucks, that was the chance for Tim Brown and Jerry Rice and Rich Gannon. That was a damn good team. That's a team looking back that should have won a Super Bowl.
No, all because Al Davis didn't want to pay Gruden that money.
That hurt. I'm guessing for you, can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you could say, that's just history and it was meant to be. And you won so many World Series as a Yankees fan.
Are you
going
to bring up 2001?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say
that weak-ass Gonzalez hit.
Oh, the Gonzo hit right after 9/11.
They should have won that.
We're a month removed from 9/11. It's the only time ever where the casual person's like, yeah, maybe it's okay if the Yankees win because,
you had Mariano Rivera on the mound, and I'll never hold it against him. He did so many great things. He's the GOAT. He's the best. We got to include his name on those GOAT conversations because, to me, nobody better. So priceless. And Gonzo hits a bloop single, and you guys are pumped about that when New York needed it. Beat it with that. That was embarrassing.
I would have said for you, 0-4. You're up 3-0 on the Red Sox, but you could say, hey, that was
so
just
hard to forget both of those.
He's got maybe you attribute that one to like, Red Sox, it's history. It is what it is. I don't know.
You know, it was kind of embarrassing. Again, I want to leave it to you guys. Everybody has their own story, but just last year, because it was like a highlight, and then I feel like the Yankees tried to sort of downplay it a little bit. Danny G, you remember when Aaron Judge went busting through the fence against your Dodgers, and everyone was like so pumped about, oh, look at him. And I was saying, he's like Herman Munster breaking through the door. And Aaron Judge busts through the fence at Dodger Stadium, and then he hurts his toe in the process. The Yankees were slaying it up until that point. If you remember, they were playing so well.
We forget
Judge
that
playing well.
We forget that the Yankees at one point were on pace for like 120 wins.
They crumbled.
Oh, I remember.
After that. Dude, he couldn't find it. The Yankees stunk. He was hurt the whole season. They ended up 82-80. And look, that for the Yankees and for where they were prior to that, that was embarrassing.
No, it was the previous year they were on pace for 100 games. But
it was supposed to be like a highlight that everybody loved. But that's what took Judge out for the rest of the season for the most part.
Yeah.
He was hurt for the rest of the year because of that with the toe injury. And just as a fight fan, so many things come to mind. I'll just give you one that I know you could imagine and picture in your brain. Because I remember like touting this dude as the guy that's going to do it. You remember when Victor Ortiz fought Floyd Mayweather?
Of course.
I remember thinking and telling all my buddies, yo, man, I'm telling you, Victor Ortiz is the real deal. He's the real deal. Because as a fight fan and as a Vato Loco forever, I'm like, he's the guy. He's going to beat Mayweather. And then if you remember, the fight got a little dirty, and then he started hugging and, like, apologizing to Mayweather.
And then Mayweather just knocked him out.
And do you remember, like, in the middle of a hug, in the middle of a, I'm sorry for the headbutts,
Mayweather
hit him, like, hey, protect yourself at all times. What a joke. His career was never the same.
No.
Great fighter, but embarrassing because I was telling everybody how great he was, and here he is trying to hug Floyd Mayweather in a big fight. So, look, everyone's going to have their own examples. The most embarrassed you were by people you rooted for, by your team, or maybe yourself. Like we said, Rich struck out in Sunday softball.
Yeah, it was
just this week. Just last night.
I was going to say.
So, in Tuesday softball.
I was going to say, unlimited high arc, I stood there, and I was like, oh, that ball's deep. And all of a sudden, it just dies, drops on the plate, and I'm like,
can I tell one quick story before we go to the phone calls? Because I want to take the heat off of you striking out in a fat guy beer league. Just kidding.
Only half the guys are
okay. I'm kidding. And again, this is a dumb story, but Rich loves it, and it's dumb, and I'll make it quick. But in my primo of living my baseball life, I was like a freshman in college or whatever, senior in high school. I don't know. I was just coming off like an all-state sort of year in high school baseball. Okay. I'm at the Jersey Shore batting cages. And I'm there with my high school girlfriend, and her entire family rolls up, and they come to pick her up or something. She's like, no, guys, wait, he's really good. And I had my girlfriend's entire family, mom, dad, sisters, like her uncle, everybody, like little kids were there watching me at the batting cage. And I don't know why, Rich, but I missed every single pitch. I don't know what I got
strike,
rattled.
Strike,
it's
miss.
I don't know what happened, but I'll never forget it. Like, dude, we're talking high school, but that's how embarrassed I was.
Well,
because they were all watching. Dude, I missed every pitch.
I mean,
every single one of them.
She had probably told her family.
Oh yeah.
My boyfriend Steve
He
was all state in New Jersey. He's going to be playing college baseball next year. Meanwhile,
was it in your head or
dude,
you just had a bad game?
I don't know what it was. It was no, it wasn't a game. It was a batting cage.
Oh.
Yeah, baddie. But still, I just remember thinking how embarrassing. Everybody's watching me, and I'm missing everyone.
I'm sorry. I was answering the studio
line.
So I missed the beginning of the story.
And I know it's the dumbest story, but it's like I was supposed to be good, and everyone stopped to watch. And I
so
couldn't
you stunk
even
at
make
practice.
We're
talking practice.
And it was so,
practice?
It was so like a mystery to me that I still remember it till this day, like how embarrassed I felt.
20-something years later, the embarrassment lingers.
I just felt so embarrassed in that moment because I couldn't even hit one.
Well, you're talking Jersey Shore. Let's go East Coast.
Let's go.
A little south of the Jersey Shore. Josh in Philly. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, buddy? What comes to mind for you, embarrassing moment as a fan? Like, you can't believe your team let you down. What's up?
Okay. Actually, first, could I say something about the wrestling you guys were talking about earlier with the championship?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead,
I brought
man.
Up Damian Priest fresh off of a big WrestleMania weekend. He was at Yankee
really
Stadium
quick.
Yesterday.
It's really quick. So, basically, you got I think it's the World Heavyweight Championship. That's on Raw on a Monday night. And then you got the Universal Champion, which is on SmackDown on a Friday night. So that's basically how it goes.
Yeah, remember how when they separated Raw and SmackDown?
Is there one better than the other, though, or no?
I mean, Roman Reigns was like the top guy, and he had the Universal belt on Friday for SmackDown, so I assume that was the better one.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, you're in Philly. There was a lot of hype in Philly. WrestleMania, over like 150,000 people over 2 days. Pretty wild,
it
huh?
It broke records, yeah.
I actually got to go to SmackDown, which was the Friday before it started, but I just didn't have the funds to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I wanted to because it'll probably never come back to Philly again.
Hey,
but.
Attendance was up, and
viewership was up like 41%.
Can I guess your embarrassing moment as a Phillies fan, as a Philadelphia fan?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Is it when the Super Bowl was in reach and Jalen Hurts fumbled?
That's a horrible one, but no, that's actually not my one.
Okay, what's your one then?
Okay, so my one's not actually a particular moment. My one is that for the last 5 years, the 76ers have gone to the playoffs and just seem to have a quick exit. And I just wonder, are they going to have to rebuild before they actually even get to the finals?
I mean, I got to ask, are you still trusting the process?
They said 5 years ago that, you know, that Doc Rivers said that this was going to be the future and Philly was going to be the next champion for basketball, and they haven't really gotten there yet.
Yeah, I think that slogan itself is embarrassing because it's like, well, we've trusted it, and now what?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call, bud.
Thank you, man.
Trusting the process in Philly, listen, like Danny said before, we were talking about the Sixers. They're playing good basketball right now. Giannis, a little banged up. Who knows how he'll return? Will it be full strength? If Boston gets a little cold, you know, the Sixers have a shot, but
45 and 35. They're seventh in the East.
Yeah, you got that. That play-in really can mess you up. So, hey, we shall see.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Kavino and Rich in for the amazing Dan Patrick. Love filling in for Dan. It's an honor, a pleasure. And we're talking about bad neighbors. Mike, who runs this place?
Yeah.
Said
who?
Mike, who runs this place.
Yeah, the guy that runs this place.
You know Mike.
Mike was saying that when he was a kid, he doesn't know how they did it, but anytime a ball would go over his neighbor's fence, they would cut the ball in half and then throw it back.
And throw it back. I'm like, cut it in half. He's like, the person would cut a baseball in it. That's like real commitment and hatred. Like that's real disdain.
I hate kids.
Edward Scissorhands is next door neighbor.
I'm like, they would cut the baseball. He was like, yeah, I don't know how they did it. We're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, and congrats to Dan Patrick listener Ray S, who won the DP Celebrity Bracket Challenge, and congrats to Todd Fitz.
Yo, Fritzy?
Yeah. Fritzy, who won the bracket challenge amongst the celebrities. Check out the final standings at foxsportsradio.com. And thanks to NetSuite, because the DP Celebrity Bracket Challenge was powered by NetSuite. So Todd Fritz and Ray S tearing it up. Now stick around, because every Wednesday on the Covino and Rich Show, which normally airs from 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, we do Midweek Major. Every midweek, we go over the biggest stories in sports and pop culture. Are they midweek or major? We're going to do that. But let's do a little crossfire way back on a Wednesday.
Crossfire!
A little rapid fire on the...
You'll get caught up in the...
Crossfire! A little phone action at 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, based on that piece of garbage that has garbage all over their house. It's all over the national news. The biggest trash bag out there.
Seven tons of trash removed from this one house. It was all over the front and backyard. Forget about the inside of the house. This was the outside of the house.
You think your neighbor's bad. Cameron in Indiana. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, hey. So my neighbor currently, I just moved in October, and he has been going absolutely ballistic. Let me fill you guys in. So I paid $1,000 to fix the entire fence that needed repaired. Now, I got a mini golden doodle that's about like 30 pounds. Well, I couldn't figure out how this little whatever was getting out. So anyways, he got out like twice, and it went from, you know, get your dog inside to absolutely cussing me out and threatening to
beat me up. You know, your phone's terrible, Cam, but I get what you're saying. Your dog. Did you see that viral clip like maybe a couple months back where some psycho neighbor with the cat? Did you see that? Where the guy's like, what, you're trying to get with my cat?
I did see that.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it
up. There's just so many stories, man. People are so weird.
Matt in Long Beach, you're on CNR.
Stop being
Dan.
Weirdos.
Hello?
Hey. What's up, bud?
Hey, I got a neighbor story. Let's just call her Kathy Bates from Misery. So I bought this house in Belmont Shore many years ago, and she lived next door, and there was a disclosure agreement. I'm all, she can't be that bad. So I met her a couple months. Hey, how you doing? Yada, yada, yada. Then she would call the cops on me in Long Beach when I wasn't even there, like multiple times, just trying to plant the seed like I was the problem child. Meanwhile, she's smoking weed all day long. And then she would go and hop my back fence and drill into my house and put up a dog gate to trap my dog inside the dog run.
You know what's wild? Thank you, Matt. Nightmares. You're going to get a lot of pet stories. You have the Ring doorbell app? Does everyone have Ring or some type of, you know, doorbell?
Ding, ding, ding.
90% of the little updates are, my pet got out. I could promise you, there's probably vengeful neighbors that are like, I'm going to let their pet out. It's not always the landscaper. I guarantee there's like spiteful, terrible people that are
really
like...
That really is the update all the time.
Alan in SoCal.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah, I just want to say I was actually that bad neighbor with the horrible yard, let it go, full of weeds, 6 feet high, and my neighbor actually did all the work as far as hiring a contractor, a person that would come out, reseed it, put a new sprinkler system.
What happened? You just got lazy or you hurt your back or something? What's your excuse?
Just got lazy.
Stop being lazy.
Yeah, you lazy bum.
Bring it down, Alan. The neighborhood.
All right, let's do one or two more quickies. Jeff, AZ, Arizona. What's up, bud?
All the work.
What's up?
Hey, how we doing? I'm listening to your show this morning.
Oh, thanks,
Here's
man.
A great neighbor story. So I'm moving to this neighborhood, and this guy's got a front area where he can park three cars. So I noticed there was just a couple cars in there and a boat. So I'm walking my dog down his alley, and I look in his backyard over his fence, and it's filled with buckets and buckets of bolts and nuts and parts from a plumbing, like a plumbing place.
Ugh.
Then he's got steel pieces from like axles off of cars.
I guess car parts is better than body parts.
Let me tell you
some of those stories on Netflix.
We don't need to take any more. We got to get into midweek major. But I got to say, a gross neighbor will ruin your experience. I had a rental house in Texas for a little while.
Yeah.
And when I was selling the house, I was mortified because one of the neighbors, you could see their hoarding of like little tractor parts and this and that. And, you know, they had like coolers on the front lawn. I'm like, God, I'm trying to sell this house. Stop being a piece of trash.
Yeah, it doesn't help. No. So again, 7 tons removed from this house in Fairfax. Again, from the outside. That's not even the inside of the house. And that brings us to midweek major.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with midweek major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
Oh yeah. MCing today here with you. When you hear the horns hit, you know you've made it to the middle of the week. Now, before we hand things over to the number one and only host of this feature, we like to roll the big red love dice in the main studio.
These are Danny G's sticky red love
dice. Oh, please. All right, what do you got?
All right, Covino first.
All right, I just rolled a...
Eight.
Hard eight. And Rich rolled...
A nine!
All right, Rich gets to go first. And now, the most famous person out of Rialto, California, outside of Ronnie Lott and J.J. Fad, it's Danny G.
Hey! Thank you, Nico.
Oh, stop. Hold your applause. Oh, wait, you already are.
All the hottest stories in the world of sports and entertainment, Danny.
Danny, the most buttery voice in radio.
Let's start with Aaron Rodgers. He was podcasting, no big surprise there. He said he really fell back in love with the game of football after being traded to New York. And quote, it was absolutely beautiful, special and deep and rich and yummy and just incredible. And then one of the most heartbreaking nights of my life when I played four plays. Guys, Rodgers calling football yummy, midweek or major.
You know, I go first. So, you know, I think it's major.
Major.
That'll tell you what.
Get out of here.
Because I think football is yummy, too. I love football. But you know what? I do get the sense that Aaron Rodgers, if you watch Hard Knocks on HBO Max, which I did, put aside the politics and what you might think of Aaron Rodgers personally, he really led that team. He was really a leader. The fans and the teammates he had with the Jets really did embrace him. And I thought we were going to see a hell of a lot of fun last year. And I think we just push it back to this year. I think Aaron Rodgers still got gas in the tank. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a little rebirth in New York.
Yeah,
just delayed by 1 year.
It's not. It's a mid-story at best. Everything about that night was weak, honest. But it's a mid-story. Yummy? Crumble cookies are yummy. Football's not yummy. It's like how Rich says everything's cute. No, puppies and babies are cute. Stop saying that. You're a grown man. Yummy.
Yeah, that's cute.
You know, it's not yummy. When those cookies at home are calling my name from the pantry... Covino, eat us. Cookies are yummy. Football, not yummy. So,
All right. Hopefully the next story here is delicious.
Okay.
Viewership for Monday night's men's championship game was up slightly from UConn's victory a year ago, but UConn's win averaged just under 4 million viewers, fewer than South Carolina's victory over Caitlin Clark in Iowa. Rich, is this mid, week, or major?
This is major. This is major, and listen, the sports media world, TV, radio, everyone's piling on the whole breakthrough in women's sports, which it is, but we got to remember why. It's because of the great characters and personalities, and women's college hoops is keeping these women around because of NIL, because of opportunities. I truly believe that it will be a slight struggle to keep that enthusiasm when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and these stars go to the WNBA. Will you have the same enthusiasm for the Indiana Fever as you did for Iowa LSU? Probably not. But I think it is a big step for women's hoops and women's sports in general. Think about it. Even if it drops off a lot next year, Covino, even if they lost a bunch of viewers, it's still on par with the men. I think this is a big step.
I have to agree with Rich. I don't want to agree with Rich, but this is major.
Definitely major.
The women had more viewers, more buzz. It was more exciting, right? When's the last time you said that? But on the positive, even though the UConn game had 4 million less than the women, it was still more than their previous win, still more than last year. It's not like the men went down.
Yeah.
The viewership for the men increased, but it just goes to show you how popular the women were this year. So props to them. Just want to see them keep that momentum, not only in the WNBA, but also in college basketball. So props.
All right, Tiger Woods, y'all. He spoke about winning the Masters again. Quote, if everything comes together, I believe I can get one more. Rich, Tiger's confidence, mid, week, or major?
I think it's major. Listen, you know, I'm going to compare it to Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. They always say, what goes last in a fighter? Power and strength is the last to go, right? Mike Tyson could have that one last punch against Jake Paul. Tiger Woods, the greatest of all time. Maybe he's got one more. Maybe the one we saw a couple years ago was the last one in the tank. But you know what? Golf, unlike other sports, you could be old and still be good at golf. It's not necessarily a young man's game. It's not like a running back in the NFL.
Major, I agree. I think anytime you see a GOAT like this talking a big game, it gets everybody fired up. You got to love that confidence. That confidence is what made him Tiger Woods in the first place.
And think about what he overcame with the injuries and the accent and everything, right?
Not only that, the story, a few days ago, we talked about it. He's even given up sex. No women. So, right? Wasn't that the story?
Well, I think he had his fill in the 2000s.
That's true. But, I mean, so when you think about the discipline it takes to make that part of your game plan, I think it's dope, man. But, props to him going for it.
I also want you to keep in mind, Tiger Woods, we've just known him a long time. He was born in the mid-70s. The guy's in his mid to late 40s. It's not like Tiger Woods is 60 and we're like, could he win another? He's in his 40s. It's very possible if he can overcome.
You know what he needs to do, though? He needs to take it home, as SVP says.
Shave the head?
Yeah, he has to, man. It's a bad look.
One more, Danny G.
All right, one more quick one here. Police in Scotland say a reported armed man who led to a train returning to a station. Turns out he was a Star Wars cosplayer on his way to a comic book convention. Three police, Scotland, two British transport police, two firearm officers met this guy. He was in a stormtrooper costume. He had to explain that his blaster was a plastic prop. He was, as I said, on his way to this convention. The police instead gave him a ride home carrying a blaster on a train. Rich, midweek or major?
I think this is the lamest story ever.
All the real guns greeted him?
Let me tell you. That's what you get when you're a nerd that dresses up a little too elaborate for some nerd con. But I think it's pretty funny. It's weak, but it's funny that this guy, gets caught out there. He's lucky he didn't get shot or something. That's the good part of the story.
Well, seems like they always miss in Star Wars anyway. So, hey, you know what, man? This is a funny story, but weak as hell. Yeah, as Monty says here on Fox Sports Radio, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Like, what a bonehead.
Yeah.
Walking around in a storm. Who does that? Are you going to defend that? You're a grown man walking around like a stormtrooper?
Come on.
Get out of here with that.
Come on. Put the blaster in a backpack.
Yeah, with the blaster.
Or as my son would say, pewers. Pew, pew.
Yeah, get out of here.
Pewers.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.